Got a text message. We're talking about the alarm clock that I ordered for Annie on Amazon Prime Day. It's called the Sonic Bomb from the 857. My husband got the Sonic Bomb for Christmas for me, and it works great. Do you think it's going to work on you, Annie? Is it going to get you up on time?
Oh, I think so. I think I'll get up before in just constant fear.
I don't think she'll ever be late again.
Never, no. ever.
It has 115 decibel alarm. It has flashing lights like an ambulance, and it has a shaking device that you put underneath your mattress and your pillow
awesome.
To shake you out of bed.
This is going to go horribly bad.
So
and I said to you the other day when you missed the entire show, you couldn't come back on the air until we got to talk to your mom. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Carson.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing well. I was a little bit worried about Annie the other day.
Well, you know, things happen.
A lot.
Did you feel disappointed when you found out she'd missed the entire show? Or?
Yes, I was listening and said, oh.
No. Wait, stop.
Wait. Can we dig into this?
Uh-oh.
Wait. So you were listening to our show and hearing us talking about her not being there?
I thought she was gone.
So you didn't think to check?
Why would I check? She's gone at 3:30 in the morning.
But
because
she wasn't.
You heard us talk on the air that she was not here.
Yeah.
But you didn't call and wake her up.
Oh, I don't know.
Were you already gone when you were listening to the show? Were you already gone?
Yes.
Okay. So it wouldn't have really done you any good because it's not like you could have called her because her phone was dead because we were all calling.
The landline is available.
We called
or
that,
maybe
too.
Maybe you call a neighbor or to wake her up because she's going to be late for work.
Just the landline.
I mean, were you worried that she might get fired?
Yeah.
Were you hoping that she got fired?
No.
Because you don't like this job? You don't like us calling you?
I'm hornswoggled right
she
now,
didn't,
Annie.
She didn't argue
yeah,
that
I know. Part. I was listening. What?
She thought I was gone.
Near the end and just realized she wasn't there. Like, oh.
Did you have a problem with Annie and her getting up for school when she was in high school? Or did
no.
she have problems in college?
No.
So what do you think it is? This is her third time being late for the show since January.
I don't know what to tell you. I think
nor does she really
getting
care.
Up that early is a lot. And
It is. It is really hard to get up this early.
It takes a while to get used to. And
it does.
She was doing the nights, and I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get a little background on what Annie was doing on Sunday?
I have no idea.
See? Your mom didn't snitch on you.
Snitches get stitches.
Unlike, she's loyal.
Unlike Paul from Quincy. Paul was dropping dimes.
Talking to Paul from Quincy.
You're going to be talking to him?
Oh, I'll be talking to him.
Oh, boy. Paul, I'm sorry.
I know who that is.
Yeah, I'm sure you
we
do.
We know you know who that is.
You know everybody or they know you.
I'm still chewing on the fact that she was listening to the show knowing Annie was late and didn't do anything about it.
Hashtag townie justice.
What do I want you to do? I don't know. Call a neighbor. Bang on the. Get someone to bang on the door. Annie's going to be late. Make sure
call
she's alive.
Neighbor?
I don't know.
She's
23. Oh,
she's 23.
All right.
Well, I got her a new alarm clock.
I appreciate that.
I'm here for her. I want her to be here.
I'm looking. I'm a little worried if it will wake up the rest of us.
I think it's gonna.
I think it's gonna too.
What are you gonna do? Are you gonna break it if it wakes everybody up?
Yeah, I might throw it out. Yeah. We'll see. If it works, it might get us all up on time.
At 3:30 in the morning. Great.
Yeah, right now.
The Dow family, finally on time.
All right, Lori, you have a great day today. Thank you for listening to the show so much, too.
Well, thank you for having her, and I appreciate the public shaming. I think that'll do it. Kennedy, thank you for having her back.
I always have her back, but I don't know about if I have yours, Lori. Or if you'd ever have mine.
Take care of the dog. You know, come on.
All yeah. right.
Okay. Oh, that's right. She did take care of your dog.
She did. I keep forgetting that.
Because Annie didn't do it. Annie was sleeping.
I was not.
Lori, Elvis is booked to be there next month. I hope that's okay.
I don't know if Annie told you.
I'm serious.
He's a cutie. We like Elvis.
Okay, good.
If Annie still works here.
Great. No, Annie's still watching my dog.
Your mom
no matter
is
what.
The best.